Begin transmission.
And while I doubt anyone actually needs to be informed of this information, that was not the accurate time. Oh, what a lovely day. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And this is the Dubious Goals Committee. It's another lovely, wonderful day. It's nice and warm. It's over 70 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 22 degrees Celsius. Yeah, it's like about 74 right now and probably going up. And that means I am outdoors and I am out walking around. And where are we today? Well, today, it should come as no surprise to regular listeners and anyone who is familiar with the habits and motivations of our protagonist. Yes, I'm in the creek, standing on the precipice, looking down into a very leafy, leafy creek. Let's go down there and see if we can find some golf balls. So I'm going to make my way down this treacherous slope, which is covered in leaves and extremely dangerous and slippery, and I hope I don't die. Yeah, making my way down slowly, and I should tell you this, but we're going to wait for a while. We got to wait a little while for everybody to get in here. I have an important announcement to make. I have a really important and pertinent announcement to make, and that's going to happen here shortly. So stay tuned. All right, I'm standing here. Let's head over to the golf ball area. Let's get over here and start looking around. Okay, I'm standing in the sweet spot, and I'm not seeing anything. No golf balls anywhere. Well, I guess what this means is we need to get down in there and get a closer look. Now, here's what I haven't told you. Yes, we did come here yesterday. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yes, we did come down here yesterday looking for golf balls. And regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that we didn't have any luck down here yesterday at about this same time. It's not local noon yet. It's lovely. It's really nice out here today. And yesterday we did not find any golf balls. And I am not finding any golf balls right now either. Oh, but here's some fresh Mati tracks. Oh, looks like Matis have been looking for golf balls too. Did they come here this morning and get all my golf balls? They might have. Yeah, Matis have been running around in here. Here's what I haven't told you. Regular listeners will also remember that yesterday I talked about maybe coming back here in the early evening, like right when it started getting dark, you know, around the golden hour. And as fate would have it, yeah, I did that. I happened to be free at about 4:30 in the afternoon, local time. And I was sitting there drinking tea, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll walk down to the creek. look for golf balls. And so I walked down here, and I found two. I found two golf balls last night. And they were white golf balls. And they weren't very interesting, except one had a double zero number. I thought that was interesting. Was that the Kirkland? And the other ball was another Kirkland. It's like, ugh. 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 All right, I'm just still kind of looking in the water. Apparently not a lot of people have been golfing this morning. So maybe we'll have to come back tonight. All right, I'm walking up the creek. I'm walking upstream. Walking upstream, looking around, and yeah, I don't see any golf bars. I see nothing. Okay, so what I want to do here is, how did I get across here last time? Did I just make a big step? I guess that's what we're doing. Okay, cool. And now I'm in the interesting part of the creek where it's just filled with leaves. This just sort of blows my mind. I really like this. You can't tell where there's water and where there's, you know, land. I happen to know where the water is. The water's on this side. And I can safely walk up here like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I kind of want to take a picture of this. I happen to bring my camera. I don't know why. I just grabbed it. Why would you bring your camera when you're looking for golf balls? I don't know, in case we find something weird. In case we find some kind of anomaly, like that one day when we came down here and there was 14 golf balls all laying there in that one spot. So let's see, how's my camera set up? I think it's set up right. I'm just gonna point it up the creek, up the creek. Don't know why I did that. I'm gonna walk up here a little bit further. And just double check. Because I think technically a ball could go this far. That was the other thing I was thinking about this morning. I need to... I'm thinking about playing a round of golf. Not because I want to. Not because... Well, I kind of want to, but not because I want to... Oh, damn it, to all hell in a bucket. Just guess what I just did. Oh, good job, Tobe. You idiot. Yeah. You know what happened. You know what just happened. I'm getting out of here. See, this is what comes from having to do like four things at once. I'm sitting here trying to do the show. I'm sitting here trying to talk to my friends on and on radio who listen to me every day at 19:30. And I'm trying to adjust my camera, and I'm trying to walk up the creek in the area where it's all covered with leaves, including the water. So you can't tell where the land is and where the water is. Now, somehow, because I was doing three things, I forgot that I was supposed to be paying attention to where I was walking. And of course, I stepped directly into the water. I couldn't tell because there's so many leaves and stuff on the water. So now I have one foot that is wet. And when I say I stepped into the water, the thing to understand here is that the creek is not deep. I stepped in water that was probably 3 centimeters deep, and so it barely got over the edge of my shoe. So it's not like my foot is soaking wet. It's just this, there's this little wet spot on the outside of my left foot. And my right foot, because I did get both feet into the water before I realized what was going on. Oh. Yeah. So I'm an idiot. Okay, here's something weird. As I'm walking out of the creek, there's a golf ball right here. Could somebody have possibly hit a golf ball that far? Maybe. I'm more inclined to think that somebody was down here. If found the golf ball and then dropped it or threw it here. But I'm going to grab it. It's just a regular old white Marathon number one. So I'm glad at least we got a golf ball out of this. Alright, so what's the next order of business? I don't know yet, but I feel like the time warp is coming on. Whoa, look out! Bazumi. Hey, I just went through some kind of wormhole. I got teleported again. But anyway, what I was going to say was about, before I stepped in the water, I was talking about playing the golf course. And that sounds pretty crazy because everybody knows that I don't actually play golf. So why would I do this? Well, for information, if I play the golf course, and I don't really intend to play any golf, I will just, you know, get some clubs and walk around and, you know, make it look like I belong there. And I'll pay whatever small fee there is to pay, play on this cheap course. And I will do this just so I can learn the course itself and understand where the tees are, where the golf balls are being driven. And then, you know, I'll know of new places to look for golf balls. Pretty smart, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty damn smart, Taub. So where are we now? Well, we're in another spot looking for golf balls. I got strangely transported here to Herrenhaven. I'm on the side of the building by the Caterpillar Garden, which reminds me again of the important announcement that I need to make here in a few minutes as I walk through here and look for golf balls. Okay, not seeing any immediately today. That's okay. It smells good. It smells like some kind of candy, something sweet, something yummy. I'm going to walk up here to the bocage and look down into the forest. Yeah, I can see a golf ball on one of the logs. I can see a golf ball on a log. Do I want to try to get it, or will it be a pain in the butt? Yeah, we're not going to be able to get down there. And I think I can see another golf ball. Last time I remember looking back in here, there's like four down in there hiding somewhere. And did I just hear something? Oh, yeah, the gate was being opened. Okay. And then there's that mom pushing her stroller of three up the street. Wow, that's amazing. It's power mom. All right, so I'm heading, where am I going? Now I need to avoid these people who are in the Caterpillar Garden, but now they are not. Now they're just hanging around. Okay, so what are we looking for today? We got to find our golf balls. If you're a new listener to the Dubious Goals Committee and you're wondering what the hell is going on, let me just say that this is not a show about golf or golf balls necessarily. But it can get pretty fixated on pretty obscure subjects from time to time. And this is one of those times. And actually, this time had ended. This is what we were doing 3 weeks ago. But suddenly, with this big heat spell that we're having, it making it so warm that I should have worn shorts today, we gotta keep looking for golf balls. So why do we have to look for golf balls? It's not that we're looking for golf balls necessarily, so much as we're looking for golf balls of a specific color. I've recently been finding colored golf balls. It all started when I found some red golf balls. I found two red golf balls in one day. Very unusual. And this is not because I was looking for them. This is just because we were stumbling upon them. And I thought, wow, I didn't know there were such interesting colored golf balls. And then I found an orange, and then I found some yellows, then I found a pink, and suddenly, you know, it's like candy, except it's golf balls. They look like candy. I'm gonna cross the street here. Yeah, there's a guy on the tee way down there, waiting for these guys to play through. Yeah, now they're getting on the bridge. They're gonna drive over the bridge. And as I cross the street and look down towards the fence of the golf course, guess what I see right here? Haha, yes, it is a golf ball. It is a white golf ball. It's a Titleist number 4. All right, so that's the second golf ball we've found today, but not what we're looking for. What are we looking for? We're looking for colored golf balls, and we're specifically looking for 3 different colors, because we've already got a whole bunch of colored golf balls. It's not that I want a lot of golf balls. I just want one of each nice color. So we're looking for colored golf balls. We're looking for blue golf balls. We're looking for green golf balls. And we're looking for purple golf balls, because we have pretty much one of every other color. So let's walk down into this little area. Is this guy teed off yet? Yeah, gotta pay attention. Otherwise I'm gonna get hit in the head with a golf ball. And that would probably be painful. That'd be my guess. All right, we did find a bunch over here in this area yesterday. Not seeing any today. Where's the golf balls? So regardless of our luck today, would have thought I would have found more, but what we really need to do is go down into the creek, because I know golf balls make it into the creek. But still, that's a pretty long shot. Oh my God, that guy did make his first shot. It didn't even go 100 yards. Come on, dude. This is a little bit tougher golf course than the one that's over by my house. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but still, I bet this is a little tough little golf course. And that's the other thing I was thinking about last night. This was making me crazy last night, trying to remember where this other golf course was. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember my strategy for finding colored golf balls. The people who choose to play with colored golf balls are choosing them because no other... I thought this was a ball. No other attribute of golf ball is important to them as a beginning golfer. They don't have to worry about things like, you know, the compression number or the number of dimples or the shape of the dimples. These are people who are trying to learn to play golf. They don't need high quality golf balls. They don't need to learn about golf balls. When they go to choose what golf balls they want to play with, they're just going to pick by color. They're going to find a cute golf ball and say, oh, this is a cute golf ball. I'm going to use it to play golf. And that's why you find more colored golf balls at the easier golf courses than you do at the more difficult golf courses. At the more difficult golf courses, you have a higher quality of player who is going to be more picky about the ball and, you know, not choose it just because it's of its color. So last night, I was remembering that we have another golf course similar to the one by my house, somewhere over by my old apartment, somewhere in the Westgate neighborhood. And I can't remember where it is. I've only been there once. I was there once when I was in high school. My friend Booper and another guy wanted to go golfing during the day. I don't remember skipped school, but why were we playing golf? I have no idea. Well, we weren't really that interested in playing golf, but regardless, this is the same type of course. It's just a 9-hole course. It's a par 3. There's no hole over about 80 yards, 70 meters long. And I'm trying to remember where this is, because if I could remember where this is, that golf course is, we could go there. We could go there and look for colored golf balls as well. But, all right. It's time for this special announcement. I've got to tell you something extremely important. Should we have some fanfare? Through
grease fast. Hurry!
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
We have achieved a dubious goal, Mom. Geez, 1981, Mom. Don't you appreciate goal achievement? And that's the big announcement. We have managed to achieve a dubious goal. What goal have we achieved? What have we been talking about all day? Golf balls. What golf ball work did we find yesterday? Right, let's think back to yesterday's show. About 10 minutes into the show, we found ourselves an unusually colored golf ball in the Caterpillar Garden of Heron Haven. Wait, this is making my ear itch. Why does my ear itch? Okay. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I said that it looks kind of yellowish green, and I couldn't really tell what color it was out there in the sunlight because it was so bright and mysterious. And So I brought the golf ball home. Regular listeners will also remember that we found a yellow golf ball yesterday too, but along with two other white ones. But that's neither here nor there. Once I got the golf ball home and I started looking at it under different lights, it started changing color on me. Yes, we have some kind of magic color-changing golf ball. No, I wish we'd had that, but that's not what we have here. But we got something cool. I noticed that when I had this under, cool-colored lights, when I had this under lights of, color temperatures above, say, 5,000. I've got some lamps in my up in the other room that they must be around 5,600. They're kind of blue. And I've also got some light bulbs in here. The light bulbs in here are pretty warm, probably around 3,800, 4,000 K would be my guess. But anyway, when I'm looking at the golf ball, this yellowish green golf ball, under high color temperature lights, it looks pretty yellow. But when I bring the golf ball into this light down here, this lower, about 3,600, 3,800 Kelvin, the golf ball looks green. The golf ball looks green. Did we find a green golf ball? Is that the big mystery? Is that the big important announcement that we have?
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Yes. I mean, no, I don't have girlfriend Vietnam. Yes, we have green golf ball. I'm going to go ahead and officially call this green golf ball a green golf ball because it is green. It is lime. If I were to show it to you, and I probably should take some pictures of this, if you should see it next to a yellow golf ball, you would say, that is a green golf ball. If you see it with all the other colorful golf balls, you will say, that is a green golf ball. Dubious goal achieved. Yes, we have found a green golf ball. Well, how green is it? Well, being as we don't have a Pantone book or anything standard for normal people, get out your Roscoe Lux gel sampler and flip to number 88, light green. And yeah, that's the closest it comes. Put that light green gel, that number 88, on a piece of like 94 to 98 white paper and compare that to the golf ball. Now, the golf ball is a little richer in hue, has a little bit more yellow in it, has a little bit more green in it. It's honestly somewhere between 87 and 88. But 89, the moss green, is way too dark. 86, the pea green, is too dark. It's also very close to Cal Color 15 green, which is number 4415. But it's closer to number 88, light green. And if Roscoe says it's green, then it's green. Well, bananas are yellow. So are bananas. But like an unripe banana? Like a banana that hasn't yellowed up and is still a little bit green? It is pretty close to banana green. I'm not kidding. This is not a coincidence. It's fate. Now, this doesn't mean that we've stopped looking for green golf balls, because we're still going to keep looking for green golf balls in case there's a greener one or different shades. But we still got to find blue, we still got to find purple, and we got to listen to this Justin Johnson today. He's doing Death Letter Blues by Sunhouse on his cool, weird resonator. It's been a mighty exciting day, achieving a dubious goal like finding a green golf ball and stepping into the water in the creek. But we gotta wrap this up. You've been listening to the Dubious Green Golf Ball Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Harry Larry with Something Blue. I gotta get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.